And thanks to our friends, Hy-Vee, helpful smile in every aisle, the lovely and talented B-Rob. Hi, Brian. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. Just took off heading to work. What's going on with you?
We're just talking on the radio, trying to entertain people and get through another morning.
I hear you. It's a tough job you got there.
Yeah, we do. It's tough.
You don't have to be hard.
It's hard being
Jeez,
us.
Stop being so sarcastic.
Now, when you have a...
No, actually, I'm not being sarcastic.
Sure.
Listen, I've been on radio. I've tried to entertain people before. It's not the easiest thing to do.
The hardest part of the job is trying to talk to Zimmer without getting yelled at.
Well, sometimes you just have to learn to just shut up.
Amen. My wife keeps telling me that too.
Yeah. B-Rob, do you ever hang out with Paul Allen and Mike Wabshaw and just say, I don't ever want to be in media when my career's over?
You know what? Wabshaw will probably attest to this, and it hasn't been by my choosing. It's just been because I've been so busy. But me and Wabshaw used to actually hang out a little bit outside of football and stuff like that. And I've tried to distance myself from them just because I've been around them too much.
Yeah. Yep.
Brilliant.
Yep.
That is the smartest thing I've ever heard.
That's all we needed. Thanks. Enjoy work.
No, yeah. Hey, did you watch football at all yesterday, or did you take the whole day off and just forget you were involved at all?
You know, I did a little bit of both. I took the day off. Actually, me, my kids, and my wife went to the Mall of America yesterday. We just wanted to get out of the house and just hang out for the day, which I don't know why we chose Mall of America, but for some reason we did. Love Mall of America, but golly, that's a lot of walking. And so we did that and then came back home and actually caught about probably most of the second half of the L.A. Rams and New Orleans Saints game. So I watched that and watched the end of the Green Bay game last night. So caught a little bit of football.
Are you a football watcher, per se? Like, are you coming home after games on Sunday and watching the Sunday night game? And then is it appointment TV to watch the Monday night game? Where do you fall on the spectrum of being just a football fan?
You know, I love football, but I think after, you know, you watch film all week, you're doing that, you know, pretty much most of the day you're watching film on football. You know, you watch a little bit of college on Saturday. I probably watch more college than I do anything. Mm-hmm. But after a game on Sunday, man, I just want to go home, hang out with my fam, have my kids in my arms, and if it's on, I'll watch it. If it's not, you know, I probably won't get up and grab the remote to turn it to it.
Yeah.
B-Rob, we were just talking about how the Kansas City Chiefs might be that team that started 5-0 and then fall apart, and then, you know, Atlanta, and then you guys did it last year. How much of that plays in the back of your head that you guys started 5-0 and then finished 8-8? Even though it's a new year, I get that, but that has to be a little bit of a factor with this season.
Well, I think for us, we understand how quickly things can fall apart. So I think in a way, going through that last year for us has helped us stay focused this year, because, you know, we can be 9-2 now, but we also know that if we don't keep our mind focused in the right places, that we can very easily be, you know, 9-3, 9-4, 9-5, and next thing you know, people start talking about the wheels falling off. So for us, it's been about, you know what, we got through this 3-game sprint that we wanted to get through. We finished 3-0. We've got 5 games left to put ourselves in the best possible position. And the only way we can do that is take it one game at a time. We've got a very tough Atlanta football team that we've got to play coming up soon. And we've got to worry about that, finish that one, and move on to the next one. I think that's helped us focus this year.
Going back to Thursday's game, a big win, a very tough win. I know in the locker room it felt like everybody was going, let's just get out of here. As a player, when you're on the sideline watching everything happen, and let's just call it what we should call it. It was a horrible job of reffing by those refs, and I won't get you fined or anything like that, but do you ever get the inclination to walk up to them and go, guys, come on, what are you doing to us?
I think a lot of us did throughout the game, actually. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, you got to understand when you go to a away game, and we knew going into that game that was a crew that called a lot of penalties, and you know, we felt like at the beginning of the game they were pretty much calling everything, so we knew we were going to have to be on our P's and Q's, and then there was a few calls that kind of didn't get called that we were a little upset about. But at the end of the day, we got to leave Detroit with a win. That was a big division win for us, especially against a team that is very tough. I mean, we could have easily, probably could have had a blowout win. And but the thing about Detroit is they always seem to find a way to get themselves back into a game or pull it out at the end. And they did the same thing again the other day. And luckily for us this time, we were able to pull it out. And that's a huge win for our ball game.
All right. The Atlanta Falcons are up next. Can you give us any sort of preview and your personal thoughts on playing a team like the Falcons in their new stadium and on the road?
Man, I tell you what, man, they've been a ball team this year that their record is not indicative of the type of team that they are, in my opinion. I mean, they do a lot of good things in a run game and screen game, and then they also, you know, got some guys they can take shots with down the field, especially we all know Julio Jones. They've got some other guys at the edge there that they can play with. So they're a good football team. Defensively, they're pretty good. So we've got our work cut out for us this week. It's coming off of, you know, this weekend, coming back into this five-game sprint that I talked about to get to playoffs. This is going to be a good test for us coming out for the first game.
Last thing, and then we'll let you go, B-Rob, again. Thanks to our friends at Hy-Vee, heading into work to get started on a week where they continue to try to run. Seven-game win streak for your Minnesota Vikings sitting at 9-2. B-Rob, you've known Case Keenum for a long time. How much fun is it for you to watch this guy get an opportunity and just shine the way he has on a big stage?
Dude, it is awesome, man. I mean, Case is such a great guy off the field. He's a God-fearing Christian man. He comes over to Bible study every Thursday night. So I've had a lot of conversations with him in the off seasons the last, you know, 3 years or so. I couldn't be happier for a better guy. I mean, he's just went about his business. He has never complained or anything like that, and he finally was able to get his opportunity this year to shine, and he's made the most of it.
Good luck, B-Rob. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it always, and go get him again this weekend.
Hey, can I mention one thing?
I'd love it. Yeah, go ahead.
Been doing a lot of foundation work. We've got our tournaments already scheduled for next year, both Minnesota and Texas. So just wanted to put it out there if anybody's interested in sponsorship opportunities or just want to get a hold of me on possibly how to help or anything like that. They can reach me through social media. Or however, man, just putting that out there.
Well, dude, that's absolutely a great point. We talked about that a little bit, and I meant to ask you about it, and I forgot. But even if they reach out to us here at the Power Trip, we'll put them in contact with you the right way. But let's get that thing all filled up and get it done again this year, man. Good job.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
man.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, B-Rob.